Women decided this guy was not good. Meaning, the women's division, consideration, didn't help their plans, their campaigns. And my own observation with him, while I had not yet put it in writing, but it was about half an hour, my own observation was that he was not really. So they hired another executive. They took their campaign director and gave him the title back. And I worked with this fellow in attempting to help straighten him out. We made, I would say, limited in this particular situation. We made limited progress. We rearranged, we did the sort of, we did the change the board around, the rotation, changed the way they raised money. What happens with raising money is the fight to Philadelphia together for Buffalo. You get in the habit of doing the thing a certain way. And in Philadelphia, for example, and in Buffalo, they were raising money the same way that a lot of times they were in trade and profession. Which is okay, but out of my own experience in fundraising, you always have to change the way you do things to get the wear out of the process. And so one of the things we had to do in Buffalo was to wean them away from some of the ways they were doing business. The fundraising, the program of fundraising in Buffalo was unbelievable in terms of how they scheduled their events. For example, they decided that because Super Sunday, the only Super Sunday, was such a howling social success and to some extent financial success in the lower level, they would have Super Sunday before they would even raise big money. And it was unbelievable. So that the campaign was three quarters of the way through and they have not yet gone out to raise enough dollars. Well, it was a big struggle to get them to rearrange the way they were doing it. And they did. So that was useful. It could have made it fun. And
why is that so important?
Well,
because I know where the
people give by rote, not by rote, but by example. Federation movement is essentially by example. If you're a member of a country club, and you make $100,000 a year, and you play golf with a guy that makes, let's say, you expect the guy to make the $500,000 a year to step forward. Right? Then you're going to measure, your gift. In that way. And what would happen, you have a fundraising meeting, let's say, the givers of $10,000 or $25,000 or whatever the category is. And you get your leadership to come out and make their commitment. Then that word drifted out through the community very fast. Very fast. Then the next level guy will take a look and say, no, look at here. Don Robinson went from 60,000 to 100,000. Things must be, therefore I'll go from 5 to 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way raised money is raised. generally speaking. And people follow the leader. And what you did was, you developed that in Cleveland, and I brought it to Pittsburgh. We developed a method because we wanted to make sure people knew what other people did.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Two different ways. One way, the way we did it, people used to have yearbooks in which they would list the giving of contributors. Now, of course, you couldn't list anybody, so people got around that by being anonymous. And you could not list anybody in that book who didn't want you to. So in a sense, it became not as good, because you didn't know what happened with a lot of people. And then one person had his name in the book that even was an inadequate gift. And he got used to having it in there. There was no inducement for him to raise a gift. But what we did, with the permission of the giver, let's say we had a meeting of 25,000 over the giver. And we take the 20 best gifts, mostly those that showed interest, and mailed it. Let's say the giver goes 500 notes. So let them know what they're leading to do. But the community that never does that, they're shrieking at the bottom. They just go on. Oh, But nevertheless, if you wanted a piece of literature that was the best read literature in town and was the cheapest to put out in mimeographed form, which people would take to the washroom with them, that was the. And so we continue that at least. To have a meeting so that you develop the climate in the community or what was expected. And I must say that most contributors, particularly that group of eight of the group of contributors representing 4% of the contributors with 80% of the money, they follow that pattern system. Unbelievable. And getting communities to accept it. They never had done it before. It's really something. But that was what we did. Now, for example, in Buffalo, we pointed out that the study showed that the group, showed very clearly in the giving of the board. Boy, that was something when you would present that to them, your analysis of what their gifts have been over the past few years and what their percentage of increase was and what and what their percentage and how many of them were workers in the campaign. Well, and so after a lot of defensive rushing around, they began to see what was involved. So those were all helpful. So that was Buffalo. And the executives and I did a pretty good job today. Not the greatest, but certainly better than they were for it, I think. Well, let's take a look at the Dallas.
Okay.
The community out in the Southwest. I know Dallas, but I was
9 years.
9 years there. And they were wealthy. Really good history of good executives. Good uh, prestigious piece of community. And Dallas was far removed from the type of the United Jewish Appeal and the national agencies were far away down there in the Southwest. They did their things. For a long time, they had wonderful groups of people, families that come in 1848, in Galveston, the earlier Jewish immigration. One of whom wore more than double than two. Cowboy dentist. And good Jews. Good Jews. And like anything else, the old leadership of the NCAA. The executive old, other forces came into play. The home for ages became dominant. Israel was something far away. They were not anti-Zion, but they were non-Zion. As a matter of money, and we're dividing up the money, Israel didn't come in for the greatest share to most. And so the executive, the new executive, decided that he wanted a son. See, it seems to be moved. I mean, he wasn't able to move this the way he. When we got there, the executive was really a company guy. But he was even felt unsteady with the job. And there was a campaign director. He was really better liked by his leadership than he was. The result is what this fellow had done. He was defeated from the area of fundraising. He was doing the budgeting and the other things. He was showing coming to the shop. She was running the campaign. The maiden. One of the things.
What was his name? She, what was she, her name? She.
Oh, it was she. It was a she.
I know.
What happened was. Sometimes in some of these communities, the executive decides, drives you around with the elite center to go under the parks. This makes it that it would go underneath what worlds think about staff. Basically, people staff is being the run of the they are not that sophisticated to think that a guy that can do a good job in budgeting, that's so important. A lot of these keeps the administration below 10% or whatever. That's really, they want their executive to be involved in raising the money. That's what, quote, we hired you for. Raise money. Well, and all the hoopla and all the relationships that went into the campaign director. And he didn't quite realize what was happening. So, and the other thing that would happen is we had no missions to Israel. And no leadership development. So we did help him develop. First thing we did was we recommended that they commission to Israel. And he would lead it. Exactly. And lo and behold, that never helped anybody. And if you know anything about missions, it was your first time trip to Israel. Missions, where did you go? So, in any event, that was a big plus. It worked out very well. The next item that came up for discussion was, who would be the secretary for the study committee? The campaign director? Or executive. And I said, absolutely. I wouldn't do it. The study. And that's the second thing. And there was a bitter battle between the president of the Federation and the woman. And the three of us. And it worked out. It gave another role to the campaign director.
He ran the study.
I ran the study. And was him. And the other thought that the other thought that had happened was that he had spent almost a lot, most of his time working with the local agents.
Important.
But he didn't have the planning director to help him. And if he was going to do campaigning, he had other people. So we had to work that part. And Dallas now is really strong, not only for that reason, but for all of these elements.
Was he able to come up and actually function?
Oh, good question. And the question was, how well could he function in the campaign? As study director, that was fine. That was right for him, But we gave him, insisted that he handle He did a good job. He was well accepted. And the campaign director, what we did with the campaign director, we gave her as a stop leadership development, which also turned out to be fantastic.
Yeah.
They got loyal people in there, they got all kinds of money, but they really, that was really a big success. So what happens in these studies is you have to pick out the areas where everything's turned.
Mm-hmm.
You're fortunate enough to pick out the right areas and concentrate on those areas. Overcome the defensiveness that happened, you can make it. One other community I left out was Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a leader.
As much as you've got time for.
Let's do Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale is an enormous area. One of the things that's true is all the Florida communities. Is their inability or lack of desire to cover this process. all the time. They have so many prospects in their file, and so many more not in their file, that all of them decided early on, and it's wrong for themselves, that it's easy to raise money. Even though their per capita is way down, nevertheless, if Fort Lauderdale raised $2 million in 1 year, there were enough new people coming in of wealth, all they had to do was pay for the new people, and they'd raise another 10%. Great! Didn't bother anybody else. All these other people were out there, and every organization was making Shabbos for itself, and having a great time. And the Federation lived along and raised more money. And you know, they got dissatisfied. And in Fort Lauderdale, they had hired a new executive who was a former UJA regional director, not a socialist. And he was running the campaign. So a few of the leaders were getting unhappy, but they knew instinctively they were going to do something. And they thought they were safe. And the executive didn't know. Finally, it happened. It happened. It happened. It was a bad event. And the big problem there, one of the big problems, that this executive was completely involved in the campaign. He had a campaign director, but the campaign director handled smaller, much smaller districts. And there was really a tug of war between them. And the local agencies, which are weakened problems, were terrible. And nobody paid any attention to the local agents. They didn't know more and more people moving into town, running entrepreneurs, doctors, lawyers, dentists, and they weren't paying much attention. When I was getting the data, one guy who gave a lot of money, he insisted on being the major. He took me to his club for the evening. He took me to his club for lunch with him. And as a gift, he was going to take me to his club. Inside of the white fish, really, I have all kinds of things. I have food that I love to do. Anyway, because he was trying to bind me. He said, now every time you come to town, you and I are going to have, which I said, I didn't do it. I didn't want to do it. But in the meantime, they had a few young people who really were looking to be steered in the right direction in terms of how to go about raising money. So again, we went through the whole process. I tried to steer the executive away from the fundraising, to the reverse, more into the planning of the local agencies, which were actually, the local agencies didn't participate at all. Well, they had a tremendous number of people not even contributors at all. And most federations have a rule of have to reduce the members to $10. And when I presented the figures of the participation by the local agencies, they wanted to throw them out. That was a big thing. When they did, the budgeting process was luscious. They just discovered, let's assume they have a campaign goal, And they come down to the end of the campaign that says so far they've actually gotten in there. Then they say, probably rains. So they add that to the thing. Then they budget all of it. They budget. That means that agencies are expecting certain amounts of money. Mm-hmm. They always fall short. It was a mess. So they owed money. It was very unusual. They owed money to the world. And getting them to stop that, like the only budget money that they had, and then finally, they had to write off. So that was the caliber of some of these institutions. Finally, they did hire a kind of director, the campaign director who left my community. They made a series of recommendations, mostly in the fiscal area, and which they accepted, I think, to some extent. And they're still struggling. Really, there's no success there. Partially, it has to do with the fact that the executive, who was a nice enough guy and a good campaigner, having the vaguest idea of what the new organization is all about. Yes, I think at some point in time they were replacing.
How long did they work?
Towards the end of my consulting period, it was in 1980. Now, I did. I did some consulting in Pittsburgh. I don't even know if you want to. Some agency.
No, I didn't forget that. I was going to put that on another tape. Okay. Because we were near the end of this.